Beloved ones, as the great beloved silent watcher speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence to draw us so close in his great cosmic flame that all of its power fills us and we can do all through the great, great silence that can never be done any other way. Beloved ones of the eternal light, great is my joy and privilege to have this visit with you for a few moments, and I trust leave you my blessing that expands for eternity to give you perfection. I want you to become acquainted with what is within the great, great silence, for it seems to be a mystery to most people when we use that term, and yet it is so tangible, and it is the thing that the feeling world of every individual craves, and yet the outer self does not know what it is. Tonight, I trust I may illumine you, at least with some of the things that the great, great silence means to you and to the earth. There in the power of the great, great silence, in the heart of the central sun, do those of earth who enter into its feeling world become charged with that which brings greater perfection in their use of its energy in the outer world. There in the heart of the great, great silence, come the ascended masters and cosmic beings to abide for a time and receive more of the great magnificent activities from the treasure house of creation and lay the plans for future civilizations that are to come to bless mankind. There in the heart of the great, great silence abides the great divine plans, divine design. There are the thoughts, the powers, the feeling of love, and the boundless activities of the sacred fire that produce manifestation in outer action that governs systems of worlds and ever expands its beauty and perfection. So since that is my home, I come to bring you some of its gifts, and I trust as you acknowledge these powers and activities that you require in the outer, then will the door be kept open, and you and I, partners in the great scheme of creation, may go forward to do for mankind what they cannot do for themselves. So you need me, and I need you. And we may go forward to joyous accomplishment in the release of those powers that purify mankind and raise them into our perfection. Therefore, as you acknowledge the action of the great, great silence, try to understand that the most terrific, intense power of the great, great silence is the most intense activity of God. So please do not have the feeling within you that the power of the great, great silence is inertia, for it is not. In the stillness of the great, great silence is the most intense activity of energy. There is the most concentrated power of the sacred fire. And it is to make you realize this, that as you need more power in the outer life to control destructive conditions, the more intense action and pressure of the sacred fire in the great, great silence is what you have to have in the physical octave if you're going to control destructive forces and annihilate them. They have used energy with terrific concentration. And therefore, if you're going to master them and annihilate that which is wrong, you must take the responsibility of using terrific energy constructively if you're going to overwhelm destructive activities in this world. So you do need, from the heart of the great, great silence, the most intense activity of energy that you can call forth to handle the destruction that seeks to burst upon you. Therefore, in acknowledging the cosmic law's action of the great, great silence, you will become better acquainted with the activities of the sacred fire, the powers of the great, great silence, and the direction of its great light rays that produce perfection only. For you cannot, dear hearts, call forth from the great, great silence anything but that which is immortal perfection. Therefore, you can use all the power you want without the human ever being able to requalify that, whether it is your human or someone else. So I offer you a very great gift of eternity. And when your outer self begins to acknowledge, I am the cosmic law of the miracle authority of the great, great silence, you are due for tremendous illumination and very happy surprises. When you begin to call forth through the decree that I am the miracle fire of the great, great silence, you will begin to know more of what the sacred fire means to you and to life everywhere. When you say, I am the miracle power of the great, great silence and its most intense action of energy rules with harmonious command. I am the cosmic law's miracle powers of the great, great silence that perfect all without opposition. I am the cosmic laws, miracle healings by the great, great silence, immortal peace. I am the cosmic laws, miracle peace in action from the heart of the great, great silence. And if the turmoil of the outer world weighs heavily upon you, acknowledge, I am the cosmic laws, miracle silence in the outer world, and peace is the fire of my love for it. You have no concept yet of what just a little application and recognition in your outer use of these powers of the great, great silence will do for you. And surely, after the limitations and problems and mistakes and habits of the outer world, the desires of the human in the outer have screamed at you through the centuries for gratification only to torture you longer, then truly the great God presence of the mighty I Am is very gracious and very wonderful in its great loving offer to you of the peace and the powers of the great, great silence that make no mistake when those in physical embodiment call them forth into outer action, and perfection becomes manifest permanently. Please command your outer selves to know and understand all that is within the heart of the great, great silence. And were you to take your stand that your outer self is the fire temple of the great, great silence, tremendous things will come to bless you. When you take the command, I am the cosmic laws, miracle heart of the great, great silence, and its love of eternity lifts all to perfection forever. I am the miracle light of the heart of the great, great silence. And my temple of life draws forth its boundless gifts to free all for eternity. I am the miracle powers of the great, great silence that give me my ascension in this embodiment without fail. And my feeling of its love helps others to ascend also. I am the miracle ascension of the great, great silence. I am the cosmic law's miracle magnet of the great, great silence that draws without limit its boundless gifts of God's treasure house into my outer use, to bless all forever. Oh, dear ones, this is the treasure house of creation. And what you call the wealth of the outer world is rubbish compared to it. I am throwing wide the door tonight into that which no man on earth can give you in this world. All mankind put together cannot give you what I can from the great, great silence. Precious ones, while you're standing just a moment, I wish to give you this feeling and help you feel the activity of the flame. When human problems scream at you for your attention, turn upon them and say, "Peace, be still. I am the miracle fire of the great, great silence. I am the miracle, the cosmic law's miracle action of its boundless powers of eternal peace. Be thou no more." And if you seem to have made mistakes, and they torture you with their remembrance, again turn to your beloved I Am presence, knowing it always as the Lord of the great, great silence. For that is what it is. I'm then acknowledging, I am the cosmic laws, miracle control of the great, great silence. And I am the cosmic law's miracle forgiveness of all mistakes. I am the cosmic law's miracle divine justice balancing all by the love of the great, great silence. And I, the temple of its eternal fire, expand that flame, and its perfection blesses and balances and illumines and gives all in the place of that which has been but a shadow upon my eternal light of the great, great silence. Won't you be seated, please? And now, please accept this as a visible, tangible garment made of substance, which I trust, with your cooperation, will one day become as visible and tangible and usable in your outer use as your present physical clothing, and to the outer world will appear as such. I am the cosmic laws, miracle mantle of light substance from the great, great silence, whose radiation stills discord forever. Then you would be held untouched by the pressure of the discord of the outer world. Just wear it with the great enjoyment of accepting that one day it becomes visible and tangible in your outer use, visible and tangible to all mankind, even with the physical senses. And precious ones, a very powerful thing for you to acknowledge is I am the cosmic law's miracle armor of the great, great silence, whose dazzling fire illumines my way and forbids the approach of aught that disturbs my peace. And then will you find yourselves losing connection with that which has disturbed you in the past. Now, we come to the use of that phrase, time and space. You know, when you get deep enough into the activity of the light, the great universal light, and the light, therefore, that abides in the great, great silence, there is no time nor space in your thought and feeling, because in the light, all is manifest instantly. There are great cycles and pulsations of the heartbeat of that light. There are great outpourings of its mighty gift and love and blessings throughout the whole system of worlds, and those come forth in rhythmic pulsations like your own heartbeat. But there is no time nor space, for they flash everywhere on the instant. When the great presence, the mighty I Am, in its cosmic powers and action, chooses to give another wave of its great love into outer manifestation, the love comes instantly. The gift is given and fills all everywhere. So time and space are not in the flame of the great, great silence. And so if you seem to need more time in the outer, acknowledge, I am the cosmic law's miracle, instantaneous action of the fire in the great, great silence and its sacred love and purity. Flood its boundless blessings and freedom is commanded for all. This power brings you instantaneous action. And we want you to have it in outer manifestation. You could have it so easily in your calls for healing. And oh, precious ones, as soon as you enter into the stillness and the light of the great, great silence, will you find the outer self relaxing, and may I say, giving in graciously, lovingly, gratefully to the command of your own beloved I Am Presence to become its perfection of eternity. When you begin to feel the joy and the great, great silence, the human will love to become divine and no longer want to be an authority or a power apart from that love and joy. That is the transmuting power of the great, great silence. And this is the activity which the beloved Master Jesus and the mighty Saint Germain want to bring forth in the film of I Am Come, and the America film, and all moving picture activities that explain this great law of the mighty I Am Presence will carry that radiation from the great, great silence until mankind will know where peace is eternal and where home is calling them to its everlasting And therefore, if you acknowledge the cosmic laws, miracle action of the great divine justice of the great, great silence, which means the great balancing power of its sacred fire of love eternal, will you find that flame is able to do everything for you, and your world then becomes filled with its presence until your world is the temple of the great, great silence. Even though you move in a world of turmoil and destruction, yet the sun of flame around you that comes forth from the great, great silence will move over the face of the earth, and all will be stilled at your command. This is the power the Master Jesus used when he spoke to the waves. Peace, be still. For peace comes only from the heart of the great, great silence. When you learn to come within the flame of immortal love from the heart of your presence and ask it to make you feel the power of the great, great silence in yourselves and fill your world with all of its boundless supply, then will peace claim you into the heart flame of your beloved I Am Presence. You will see it face to face as you see each other. There are no veils in the great, great silence, precious hearts. Therefore, as you demand that the outer self become the cosmic law of its miracle action, then will the atmosphere of earth become for you the great universal mirror in which you may see that which is the truth of the law's cosmic action and the revelation of the light that illumines all things by the truth of the great, great silence. And if you desire assistance in the altar and you acknowledge, I am the cosmic law's miracle strength of the great, great silence, it will be no trouble at all for you to remain silent and at peace when the turmoil of the outer world screams at you to irritate you. Irritation will be no more, because the flame has filled you with its commanding authority and peace of eternity. There will you hear the voice of your presence speak to you unmistakably that which is always true in outer manifestation as well as the inner. And that is what is spoken of as the voice of the silence. For in that silence of the outer will you hear the voice of the sacred fire of the beloved I Am Presence speak its heart's truth to you. Then will you know what it has meant for me to sit centuries at the outer circle of mankind's shadow, and yet abiding in my light of this sacred silence, has there poured to the people of earth love that will yet dissolve everything that is not eternal light. Enter into its great cosmic power tonight. Feel its magnificent gifts and blessings, and know that the mastery you seek is there, and your beloved I Am Presence will clothe you in all you require to make you its master authority in the outer world while you still remain here to render the service that brings purity and freedom of that great heart of creation to all on earth. May the cosmic law of its miracle victorious action blaze everywhere in and around you all to flood your nation with that which controls and repels destruction until the cosmic law sees fit to end discord on this earth forever. Therefore, fail not to acknowledge, I am the cosmic law's miracle victory of the great, great silence that removes from the earth discord. I am the cosmic law's miracle freedom that gives to life the perfection of the great, great silence, and its immortal protection guards all that is constructive till all else has been removed forever. And even the memory of a shadow no longer records in the life of this system of worlds. Into the great glory and powerhouse of the great, great silence do I commend you tonight. May you come there and receive the immortal joy that you draw into outer action, and by the use of its cosmic fire bring perfection at your conscious command into outer action to assist life wherever you go till all can become aware of the great, great silence that gives all that all could ever desire to bring happiness and freedom and the great cosmic accomplishment of the mighty blessings of perfection to all. I commend you to its heart if you acknowledge it the cosmic laws, miracle action of that flame. I will not need to say more. You will become all you desire in that perfection which fulfills the divine plan everywhere. And there in the height of creation, may you come, abide, receive, and draw back that which perfects all in outer action at your own conscious command. May I raise you into the heart of its sacred fire tonight, and its love become an eternal reality and a practical use of its sacred fire in your outer physical affairs until all life has become its perfection and freedom forever. Under the glory of that beloved source of creation, that cosmic mighty I Am presence, do I commend you and all its blessings teach you of itself that which naught else can give. I am but privileged to bar the flame that holds the peace until your own beloved I Am presence reach you face to face and there on the altar of the sacred fire, will you find my words, the eternal truth of freedom. Thank you with my enfolding love of the great, great silence. Do I clothe you tonight in all that its joy can bring. I bless you. Beloved, mighty, silent watcher, thank you for all eternity, for your love tonight. All that you have given us, just make us your flame in outer action until all have entered into that silence that is eternal freedom. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us, while we're absent one from another, glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such flame from the heart of the great, great silence that it does for us all we require in the physical world until our ascension is complete. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in that flame of your obedience to the power and law and requirements of the great, great silence until we move forward and render that service which beloved Saint Germain requires for our beloved America's freedom and to give and to give and to give without reservation all that the great silence contains, until no limitation remains anywhere for any reason. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, great silent watcher. Thank you, all great beings who have helped us to come this far in the light. Now make us your love of the great, great silence and put an end to all else. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we ask you to clothe us in your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and every power of the sacred fire from the heart of the great, great silence. Beloved actors, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one of the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, pouring into his distress thy power of the great, great silence, until its sacred fire floods everywhere, eternal perfection for all. We thank thee tonight as never before for all that the great, great silence can do for us, all that it means, and all that you have enabled us to understand tonight. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, and especially to the beloved silent watcher, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge it with all the flame from the heart of the great, great silence. I wrap the earth in it tonight and shut off everything that is not the love and immortal peace of the great, great silence. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of all in this radiation, expanding worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the perfection of the great, great silence, and move us forward to compel the fulfillment of the divine plan, the ascended master's way, in all we do forever. And we thank thee as never before for the privilege of carrying this light of the great, great silence, that beloved, mighty I Am presence in eternal conscious control. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all activities of the sacred fire, and all from the great, great silence that is required to cleanse the earth quickly and let us move into outer action, the perfection that fulfills the divine plan forever.